Well, it's no secret that in any given week in the greater Boston area, there are simply too many concerts for any one person to get to. And that is why there is WCRB in Concert, bringing you the best concerts and the best concert halls all over the state, whether you were able to make it to those concerts or not. We're currently in intermission for Dvorak's Dmitri, as presented by Odyssey Opera. Wanted to take a moment and preview one of the great highlights of the 2015 season, Boston Early Music Festival performance of Monteverdi's Orfeo, which is next week's WCRB in Concert. A wonderful performance. Take a listen.
Thank you.
Dal Mio Permesso from Act One of Monteverdi's Orfeo, recorded at the 2015 Boston Early Music Festival with soprano Murray Aslan there with the Boston Early Music Festival Chamber Ensemble. Catch all of Orfeo on next week's WCRB In Concert broadcast, and in the meantime, learn more about it at our website, classicalwcrb.org. I'm Chris Voss, and you are listening to WCRB In Concert. Tonight, Dvorak's Dmitri, a grand opera set in 1604 Tsarist Russia. It's about a man claiming to be the long-lost and presumed deceased son of Ivan the Terrible, who marches a Polish army to Moscow and takes the Russian throne. His name was Dmitri, and in real life, this false Dmitri was likely a charismatic monk who managed to lie his way to the throne. In the opera, he's a sympathetic character, truly believing that he is who he says he is. But in Act 3, it comes out that he, Dmitri, is in fact not Dmitri, he's a nobody, and that he was used as a pawn to gain the Russian throne for Poland. Read the full synopsis along with the complete Czech to English translation of the libretto at classicalwcrb.org. Just find the In Concert page there on the homepage. Here it is, Act 3 of Dvorak's Dmitri, with Gil Rose conducting a cast largely brought in from the Czech Republic. Tenor Aleš Breskin is Dmitri, Dana Burešova is Marina, Dmitri's wife, Olga Yelinkova is Ksenia, Dmitri's lover and the daughter of Boris Gudinov, the former czar, and Irina Mishura is Marfa, Ivan the Terrible's widow and the alleged mother to Dmitri. Act 3 of Dvorak's Dmitri on WCRB In Concert.
Thank you. enemies lay est, se vola Tsaro Slava, se vola Tsaro Slava, Slava, Slava. Ne spik lesi ne tres, ne span ne zdrana lava.
Duše čisto.
jetzt schuiskemu, nuž smjelajen, prizne i se kevšemu. Tisk se sem se provinil, za milost ne smim dat, čim ne isem, ne isem pal.
Si palem ti, kdo što bi je bi se ne klanjel, kdo što bi je bi se ne klanjel, však komu tru Sims is so
Borisova. Thank you. nuovi, stati viegit mam. Og domi povi, gdi se vladis dam. Tis matki v zemi, krve prolevani.
Enthusiastic applause from a near-capacity crowd at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall as Odyssey Opera put on Dvorak's rarely heard grand opera, Dmitri, September 16th of this year, and presented tonight on WCRB in concert. I'm Chris Voss. One of the wonderful stories of this evening's performance was that James Demler, who teaches at Boston University and who was singing in this evening's performance, actually stepped in to cover one of the extra roles, and he did a marvelous job. And one of the things that I wanted to definitely mention is kudos to James Demler for taking on an extra role in a foreign language in Czech at the last minute. Pretty cool. Well, Grand Opera is called Grand Opera because it's opera on a grand scale. Huge orchestra, massive chorus, big full-throated singers, and a lengthy evening of music. Worth every moment. One more act to go in Dvorak's Dmitri, up next.